Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Rack.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Kyle Moore, and welcome back to The Rack. This is the podcast where we... You'd think after 4 years, you'd have this one down pat. This is the podcast where we try to celebrate a world more mental and destigmatize all things mental health through sharing stories and having a good old chat. If you want more Life's Direct content, check out our Patreon through the link in the description, and follow us, please. And thank you, at Life's Direct Podcast. This is a special episode. This is a celebratory episode. It's a bit of a different episode for Life's a Wreck. It's much more of a reflection episode, reminiscent of some of the early days of Life's a Wreck. It's because like I said during the intro there, we are 4 years old. Life's a Wreck is officially as of 2 days ago, July 5th, 2023. We celebrated 4 years of Life's a Wreck podcast. It is, you know, one of the cardinal sins of podcasting is being like, and all that stuff. And I know that I'm not the best for it, but like truly, like right now, it kind of just feels like one of those like, moments where you can, I've ever since Wednesday, when I was sitting here and I was like, you know, I was thinking about how I was going to, I mean, I was sick as a dog. I felt like absolute shit, to be honest with you. I was like, I had a fever. I was like super weak. My like skin ached. I had the chills. I got this like weird, like 24-hour little flu. And during that time, while I was laying on the couch, you know, whimpering and whining and, just typical like dude, when he's sick, just making it into like the end of the world. I was trying to think about like, what do I want to say about like 4 years of content? Because it's one of those things where this podcast has, it has been this, it's meant so much, you know, and I was excited to just get in front of the mic and hit record, and just start talking about it because I feel like it's so special to me to get to this achievement because the podcast came into my life at a time where I was in some of the lowest points of my entire life. If anybody's been listening to the podcast since the start, first of all, I appreciate you. You must be, you know, one massive wreck of a person to be kicking around here for this long because, God knows I appreciate you. And there have been some ups and downs. So, you know, bless your soul because it's been a long road. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope this community has meant, as much to you as it has to me. But this podcast, you know, it came into my life at a time where like, I was so, you know, you would have heard this story. Like I was at a point in my life where I didn't really see much of a future for myself. My mental health was at a place where I hadn't really gotten a lot of help for my, my mental health. I didn't really know necessarily how to, articulate what I was going through mentally. And the podcast kind of became the saving grace, this like audio diary where I was able to talk through my experiences and I was able to share them with this growing community of people, who wanted to talk openly about what they were going through too. And it was so unbelievably special, and it just became this, like, it truly was a project that saved my life. And I think that there's an element of that that's lended itself to the longevity of this project, because it's such a huge part of me taking care of me is getting these podcasts out every 2 weeks, or, you know, at the very beginning it was every week. That level of accountability to myself and to the community, this growing level of confidence that I had in myself as a storyteller and a person, you know, capable of platforming others to do the same. And so this podcast has been everything to me. It's really incredible to hit this benchmark of 4 years. The way that I kind of joked about it, I was like, it's a degree, it's a full bachelor, you know, an undergrad, of podcasting. And that's pretty wild. So I'm in a very, appreciative space of where we've gotten to. And, you know, to everybody, before we hop into it today, and that's what, so today's episode is, I wanted to look back and, really reflect on what I've learned over these past 4 years as a podcaster. You know, there's going to be other time to reflect as a mental health advocate and kind of working in the space specifically that we're in. But as a podcaster, you know, that's something where I feel like there's you take a lot of lumps along the way. And so I kind of wanted to really boil it down to just 4 points. You know, what were the 4 biggest things that when I think about them, they really stand out as these are the 4 most important things I've learned as a podcaster in the past 4 years. And so, you know, before we get into that though, I just really want to give a huge shout out to everybody who has been here along the way, my friends, my family, this community, all of the listeners of Life's a Wreck who have been here since the jump, who have, you know, shared content. They've told their friends about episodes. They've referred family to the podcast. They've just, like, you know, they've been there to support. They've left reviews. They've rated the podcast. You know, they've done all of the things to help this community grow and help this podcast achieve all that it's achieved in its 4 years. I, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot express to you how much that has all meant to me. And you guys didn't have to stick around, man. Sorry. I didn't think I was worthy of that, man, for a long time. I didn't think that I was worthy of people caring that much. And for 4 years, 4 years, man, people have stuck by me and in this podcast, and they've cared about, you know, my experiences. And I didn't think this was, what the, come on. I'm like totally falling off the rails here. This is, I wasn't expecting this. it's really special. And I will never be able to thank you for what you've brought to my life. I look forward to continuing to provide you the best that I can be on a week-to-week basis, and continue to grow this community and into what I know it already is and what it will be. And this podcast, it's an investment that you've made, and one that I want you to know that I take very seriously. And I have had so much fun getting to know each and every one of you, and to have your support through all of it has meant the world. And so I will never be able to put into words how much this is all meant, but I just want you to know that that every day I'm thankful for all of you. So thank you for the people who have allowed this podcast to become what it is and allowed me to become the man that I'm proud to be today. I don't know if I would have been able to do it without all of you. So just know that that means the world. We'll keep things we'll keep things rolling here. I'm sorry. Oh man, 4 years. I don't know. I guess it all just kind of hit me at once. There's been people behind me this whole time. But all right, hey, 4 years. I've been a podcaster. Let me move this out of the way here. For 4 years, I have been sitting in front of a microphone and I have been clicking buttons and I have been a one-man show. I have been very fortunate, and this is something I will talk about in my 4 points, my 4 lessons learned, to have worked with some amazing people, but a lot of it's been done solo. And so, the solo podcaster grind is very real. And for 4 years, we've been at it. And I want to boil it down into the four things that I've learned that I hope, you know, if you're just starting a podcast or maybe you've been podcasting for a while and you can resonate with some of these points, you know, the four biggest lessons that I've learned as a podcast. Number one, the first thing that popped into my mind is talk with other podcasters. When I first started creating Life's Direct, and this might seem like the most like absolute A to B straightforward nonsense. And you're already like, you're sitting there and you're like, is this what this is going to be? I was expecting insightful, unique, you know, insight into the world of podcasting. And the first thing that this guy comes up with, the most number one, you know, the first, what he's leading off with is talk with people, talk with other podcasters. Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. Because when I first started podcasting, I didn't talk to another podcaster, like as a podcaster for a year, probably, because I was just so engrossed with the actual production process. I was so railroaded by like, I have to record audio and cut it up and clip it together and then get it out. I don't know why this is and then get it out is here. And finding, oh, I've got to find a, you know, I've got to find a podcasting housing platform and I've got to find how to publish it. And I've got to do all these things. And I had actually interviewed people who had podcasts, but I interviewed them as the individual behind the podcast. And we talked about, you know, their journey and that kind of stuff. But I didn't really talk to podcasters as podcasters and get the insight into what it takes to create a successful podcast, what it, you know, even takes to just like, you know, podcast in a way that's much more of a marathon, not a sprint. Podcast in a way that like enhances the longevity of the project. And the insight that's available out there, the podcasting community is one that I have found is so unbelievably gracious with their insight. And there are so many amazing podcasters who come to mind who I've been so fortunate to connect with. I think some of them that stand out, most significantly, who have really kind of went above and beyond, and I appreciate so much, are Bobby Temps, an amazing podcaster, the host of Mental, an amazing podcaster from the UK, truly a wonderful individual who has really done a lot to teach me about the kind of like the behind the scenes inner workings of podcasting. And then the guys over at Sick Boy, Brian, Jeremy, and Taylor. Brian has been on the podcast. He's been so unbelievably wonderfully supportive. You've heard me shout out Brian before. I think he's in Antarctica right now. So, you know, hope you're staying warm, buddy, if you're listening to this episode. And then everybody from Sick Boy has just been really supportive and helping make connections and really kind of helping me try to take the podcast to the next level. Those are two amongst many, or I guess three or four amongst many that definitely stand out. And I think it's really important for new podcasters to understand that when you're going into this space, being very conscious of the ask that you're making, you know, really being aware of what step you're at in the process of creating a podcast. If you haven't released a single episode, reaching out to these people and basically being like, hey, like, you know, can you give me like guidance on like how to set all everything up? It's like, you know, there's YouTube videos, there's all these things, but if you, you know, reach out to somebody and you say, hey, I'm looking at starting a podcast, this is my idea, and I'm just kind of curious as to what advice you would have, you know, liked to have had when you released your first episode, there's going to be so many people who are willing to give you that support and give you that advice. And if you ever, you know, want to reach out, you know, to kind of create that holistic cycle of advice or of support, if there's any podcasters out there who want to connect, you feel free to email the show, lifesarecpodcast@gmail.com. And I'd be more than happy to touch base, because it's a really, having a community of podcasters, that support system is huge. Mentors within the space. Mia LaBelle, I had a mentorship call with her not too long ago, and she was the former producer of Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History. And having these people who have been there, done that, and being able to, you know, take it all in when you're with these people who have kind of, they've run the race, they've hit these certain benchmarks that you can only dream of, and then, you know, continue to work at such a high level. It's amazing to learn from these people. So anyway, very long-winded way of saying, talk with other podcasters, connect with people in your area, local podcasts in your area, even if they're not necessarily the same niche. If it's one of those things where you're a podcast all about cars and there's a podcaster who's also in your city who does makeup podcast reviews, connect with that person, because it is amazing the people that, you know, the joint connections, the few degrees of separation that will come from those connections. It's huge. So talk with podcasters, connect with that community. It'll be one of the best things you ever did. I promise you that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right. don't know. I don't do lists a lot. I don't really know how to transition this. Number two, quicker alone, further together. So I touched base a little bit earlier and saying that, you know, I've done this solo for 4 years. For 4 years, this has been an individual project, but that does not mean that I have not had a team at any point throughout that. I've worked with three incredible designers, Carly, Avery, and Yvette. If you guys are listening, I appreciate everything that you've contributed to this podcast so much. It was incredible to work with you. Having people behind you or beside you working on this project as well, quicker alone in the sense that you are the only one in charge. You can kind of take the reins and say, I want to talk to this person about this thing. And there's nobody who can kind of say, hey, here's a different perspective and all these things. But that different perspective is powerful. If you can find somebody to co-host a podcast with you, there is a beauty in the shared responsibility that comes with that. Now, that also comes with so many different trials and tribulations of one person putting more work in than the other person, one person taking more ownership than the other person, the financial situations. Not all podcasts get, I mean, hell, it's been 4 years. I'm still in the process of monetizing the podcast. But if you get monetization, there can be an element of how do you make that split happen. There are some different kind of things that come along with that, but being able to share the responsibilities with another person or with a team of people, if you have a videographer or an editor, a producer, anything like that, any team that you're able to build is going to make this process easier. You know, for me, like being a solo podcaster, I'm the wearer of many hats. I reach out to guests, I set up those appointments, I do all the research, I produce the podcast, I edit the podcast, I host the podcast. Any of the money things, I handle all of that stuff. Any of the creative direction, you know, the art and the social media, all of that stuff. That's a one person show. And so it is definitely like, I would recommend exploring, grants. If you're looking for low cost options on how to bring people into your team, look for different grants, talk with local universities and their you know, specific media programs, or broadcast programs or arts programs, whatever position you're looking to kind of fill out on a podcasting team. There are definitely different kind of unique strategies that you can use to see if you can find work where people are able to be compensated in, you know, ways where you can kind of do a mix of financials and then work experience or anything like that. So there's different ways to kind of go about that, but definitely having somebody, a team of somebodies who are able to kind of share that responsibility is a really... I do think that there's power in numbers when it comes to podcasting. Podcasting alone is a lot of fun. Having that total freedom and independence is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And there's a lot of podcasters who have went through the ringer and they've built these big teams and they've created these massive podcasts. And they're like, that was, you know, if I could have done it differently, I would have solo podcasted. And maybe one of those, it's one of those, you know, the grass is greener kind of things. But The shared responsibility and being able to really hone in on the things that you feel like you do best, building a team of people who get to capitalize on their strengths, only creates a stronger product. So I do believe that, that finding your people, your team is a really powerful thing and something to be explored throughout your podcasting journey. The third, most important lesson that I learned while podcasting is you got to do it for you. You have to do it for you. So often of creating a podcast, podcasting is such an intimate platform. It's such an intimate medium of communication, because for however long your podcast is, whether it's 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever it may be, it is your information. It is your personality. It is your soul that is being communicated to the audience. And so there's this element where if you're doing it for people other than yourself, it's so much easier to reach that breaking point, that burnout point where it's like, why am I actually doing this? What's the point of, if I'm just creating this to get as many views as possible so that I'm trying to, satisfy this idea that people told me that I sucked my entire life and I'm just trying to prove people wrong or something like that. The motivation that comes from, like I said, off the top of the show, when I'm doing this, this podcast, it's meant the world to me because it's been so personal and because it's been so intimate that at the end of the day, like I know when I'm doing it for me, I know that engine's never going to run out because I enjoy doing this. I enjoy every time I click on the microphone that it fills my cup. This show fills my cup. And it's a really powerful thing. And I think that really helps the longevity of something like this. Doing it for yourself is, it's like any creative project, when you are the output essentially. And so when you're outputting into something that you enjoy, you see this areas, it's like you're watering a garden, right? And you're watering this garden, you see the fruits of your labor and you're like, wow, this is amazing. And I get to eat from this garden. This garden, it's got the tomato plant. Oh my God. That was a cucumber. Oh my God. Well, some carrots. Oh, it's awesome, right? Cause you get to, you're nourishing yourself from the fruits of your labor, literally, fruits of your labor. But if you're doing it for any other reason, if you're trying to prove something wrong, if you're trying to make a boatload of money, if you're trying to hit, you're trying to have a top 10, you're trying to get popular, you're trying to talk to celebrities, you're going to have a really tough time. Podcasting is something that is such a slow burn. It is such a slow burn. There are so many podcasters out there who don't, make a top 10 chart 8 years, 10 years into podcasting. It is a slow, and some people hit it right away, right? You've already got a following. You're already on Instagram or TikTok or one of those bigger platforms, and you've got this massive following, and you're able to convert that right away into a listenership. And okay, all of a sudden you're starting to chart in whatever category you're looking for. But even the longevity of something like that, you might chart for a little while, but if you're not doing it for you, if you're not enjoying the process of all of it, it's so easy for your content to take a hit as well. For people, it's your voice talking. If you're not having fun, people are going to recognize that. It's so hard. Video and I feel like podcasting are the two kind of platforms where it's tough to hide things for a long period of time. You can stomach things for a few episodes and you can kind of say, I'm in a shitty spot and I'm just going to kind of grit and bear it and I'm not enjoying this and I hate this work and it's turning much more into a trudging through the mud. You can hide that for a little bit, but eventually it shows up. And so I think that, it truly does have to be a giving experience, to share in this medium. So do it for you. I think that also lends itself to the idea of taking breaks when you need to, finding your flow. When you're doing it for you, you have less of a likelihood of the podcast, of you sticking to an unsustainable schedule and lifestyle when it comes to the podcast. So for instance, the fact that I do this podcast for me and that from the beginning I've made a point of saying that this project is for me, this podcast is for me, this business is for me, I've been much kinder to myself when I've had to take time off. When I got done Big Brother, I took like 5 months off from podcasting. Because I just was in a place where I was like, I can't do this right now. I can't share as intimately as I'd like to. And it just doesn't feel like the podcast would be what I want it to be. And so I'm going to take some time off. Because the podcast is for me, I'm going to take care of myself first. Because the podcast is for me, I'm going to make sure that I'm in a healthy place when I decide to share about what's going on. you run the likelihood of finding a bit of a tumultuous path if the podcast is for anything else but you. So make sure that the podcast is for you. The final point that I want to just share with all of you is a little element of community building, and it's share the process with your community. And now this can be sharing the process of the actual creation of the podcast. This can be sharing the process of, a schedule change. This can be sharing the process of any kind of administrative stuff that goes on with the podcast, reaching out to people. This is something that I'm actively working on. I wanted to think of, like, on the last point, I was thinking, what's something that I'm actively working on doing? And one of those things was keeping the community more in the loop. It was making sure that I'm being as transparent as possible. I am looping in the community on the goings on of the day to day, the editing process, the reaching out process, the who am I trying to get on the podcast right now? What am I trying to do? All of these things are things that I'm actively working towards. So those have been things that I haven't done particularly well. I think that's one of the things about the responsibilities of taking on the podcast solo. Is that I find that sometimes I get so caught up in the behind the scenes of the podcast that I forget to kind of share the behind the scenes of the podcast. I sometimes forget, you know, this wonderful community that we've built. I sometimes forget to pull the curtain back a little bit and say, hey, this is what's up. This is what we're working on. This is how I'm feeling right now. This is the roadblock that I'm hitting right now. And that's something that I want to do better. And I truly feel like that's one of the things that when I've talked to the community, when I've chatted with all of you, some of the most poignant feedback that's come back my way has been like, I just kind of want to know, like, what's going on? You know, I'm invested in the podcast. I'm invested in the show. I'm invested in the development and the growth of this community. And I just kind of want to know what's up. And so, you know, with the Wednesday lives that we do every Wednesday over on Life's Rec at Life's Rec Podcast on Instagram, that's something that I try to make sure that I touch on is kind of like what we're working on and that kind of stuff. But creating content that shows the process, because it is a long, arduous process. And when you're able to kind of like share in the fun of building something like this, it just helps bring people closer together. People want to feel like they are part of the team, right? The community is part of the team. Your community is a huge asset to you. Oh my God, your community. That's something the most underutilized asset in a podcaster's toolkit is the community. Because the community is going to be the thing that's going to be the revenue generators. They're going to be the thing that, they're going to be your biggest supporters. They're going to be the people who champion your podcast when you're not there. They're the people who are going to be promoting your podcast. They're going to be people referring people to your podcast. All of that comes from your community. It's a powerful engine. And so keeping that community in the loop, keeping them engaged is unbelievably important. And so that's something that I wanted to share as the last point. Is actively engaging with that community and keeping them in the loop and really making sure that the community, that you are one with the community and the community is one with you. Where when you're working on something, make that 5 second reel, make that 5 second post, share the story, do whatever, do a story, answer questions, send the emails, answer the emails, whatever you need to do. Keep the community in the loop. It's so important. And so I'd say that that's kind of like the last, that's the last point and one that I'm actively working on as well. So to recap, talk with other podcasters, quicker alone, further together, do it for you, and keep the community in the loop. Those are the four biggest things that I've learned after 4 years of podcasting. I look forward to knowing what the next 4 years holds, because this journey has been one that weirdly feels like I started yesterday, but also like feels like it's been part of my life for the entirety of my life. It's become so intertwined with who I am as a person I just look forward to continuing to watching it grow as I continue to grow as an individual. I look forward to this community continuing to grow, because the beauty that it's brought into my life has been truly special. The support that we give to one another, how we champion each other on our good days and our bad days, the people, the guests that we bring into the podcast, and who, engage with our community. It's the most amazing thing. It's pretty cool. I'm excited to see what the future holds, because the past, when I look back and reflect on the 4 years, it's been really special as well. And, this community with the people who were in it, it exudes an element of togetherness that and an appreciation of a shared experience that I think is really amazing. So I look forward to continuing to put one foot in front of the other with each and every one of you. So that's going to do it for today's episode. I appreciate you all so much. Make sure to check out the socials. Everything will be linked in the description. And just remember that through the good days, the bad days, the ups and downs, everything, that life's a wreck, and it has been for 4 years, and it's going to be a wreck for four fucking more. I will see you in 2 weeks. Next week. I guess I'll see you next week. I said I would do back-to-back episodes. I will see you next week. Come on!
Iraq.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.